Project: Weichert Event Barn. Submitted by Stockade Buildings Inc. Website: stockadebuildingsinc.com. The objective was to build an elegant facility in the style of old timber-framed barns for use as farm equipment storage and family gatherings, including an event building. The building is a Stockade Buildings flush-frame structure with in-ground columns on poured footers and encased in 3-print diameter poured concrete. All interior wood customizing is Norway spruce harvested from the Weichert farm, including the doors, countertops, and bar, which are black walnut. The interior timber framing was designed and added to create the freestanding element that allows the elegant and traditional appearance, but also supports additional insulation added above the tongue and groove ceiling. The interior 4-ply 2-inch by 8-inch southern yellow pine columns, trusses, and rafters of the stockade structure were then wrapped with 2-inch by 12-inch hemlock boards and tied into the timber framing to appear as part of the timber structure. The center cupola features a decorative cedar interior and a hanging lantern that illuminates the interior at night. Builder: C.I. Weichert Pyramid Network Services, LLC. Type: Stockade flush frame system with a timber frame, mortise and tenon entryway addition, including customized additions to the trusses and rafters for a timber frame look. Size: 30 foot by 112 foot by 19 foot 8 inches clear height with 18th base spacing and open sides to sidewall lean-tos. Headers support every other column, providing 16th sidewall column spacing for the 30 wide main building, providing a more open interior. 15 foot by 112 foot by 12 foot low side rafter lean-to additions with 18th bays added on both sidewalls form a 60 foot wide building. 2 10 foot by 48 foot by 9 foot low side rafter open porches add one to each side. Entryway: 30 foot by 20 foot by 12 foot mortise and tenon timber frame entryway by Empire Timber Framing of Tully, New York. The structure features elegant yet sturdy hammer-bent built trusses with steel tie rods collaboratively designed by Empire Timber Framing owner Brad Hill, architect Ty Allen, and client Cy Weichert. Roof panels: McElroy Metal Max Rib Ultra Steel panels with Kynar 500 coating steel roof with gutter and downspouts, all painted evergreen. Trusses: the truss loading is significant due to snow loading in the area and additional weight created by interior modifications. The trusses have 50 pounds per square feet snow load capacity and 10 pounds per square foot bottom cord load capacity. They include 3-foot overhangs on both sides and 12-inch on the end walls. Timber framing: timber framing for the exterior and interior customizing of the building by Empire Timber Framing of Tully, New York, in traditional mortise and tenon style. Exterior walls: 5/8-inch exterior grade plywood attached to the flush frame system on both lean-to sides and ends of building. Exterior siding: board and batten siding made from hemlock locally cut and milled by John Young of Maple Lane Milling, Apulia, New York. Interior columns: 4-ply flush frame, 2-inch by 8-inch southern yellow pine fabricated by Stockade Buildings. Lean-to columns are 3-ply, 2-inch by 6-inch interior. Interior wood: Norway spruce harvested from the Weichert farm. Windows: Anderson 3x8, double-hung windows with shutters made from local antique barn wood, and features wrought iron hinges and clasps purchased from Etsy. Doors: all exterior and interior doors were built from black walnut harvested from the farm by Jeremy Watkins of Tully, New York, who also built the custom sliders that protect the walnut doors from extreme elements. Cupolas: the cupolas are custom built by Empire Timber Framing with copper roofing. The center cupola has Anderson windows. Heat: the barn floor is equipped with a radiant heat system by Holbrook Heating of Fabius, New York, to provide warmth for winter use. Copyright 2025 Shieldwall Media.